Amen. Good morning. Please take a seat for a moment. I serve here at Trinity on the Global Outreach team, and it's my delight to introduce today's speaker. We have with us all the way from Bogota, Colombia, Pastor Luis Miguel, who spoke here about 2 years ago, and he's back gracing us with his presence and bringing the word of the Lord. With him is his wife, Pastor Loida Huertas, who also works in Bogota, Colombia, with a ministry called Captivating, reaching women, giving them a second chance, bringing hope and a chance to re-engage with the living God. You know, we have been going through an incredible series here in which we have been wrestling with the idea that to be spiritually mature, you also have to be emotionally mature. And last week, Pastor Marvin did an amazing job talking about pushing through the wall. And today, we are going to continue that theme about how we engage with grief and loss. And we could think of no better person to bring the word along with his life story than Pastor Luis Miguel. Of the many situations where we have observed his life over the last 30 plus years, we have seen him deal with loss and grief again and again. And on every occasion on the backside, there has been an expansion of ministry, an increase in blessing, and an increase in the glory for the Lord. And we said, we need somebody with us today who can tell the story from the backside of, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Just 5 years ago, he was the pastor of a church in Bogota, Colombia, just like Trinity, about 1,200 people in his service, a similar facility, an amazing worship team, and it all came to an end. He was one pastor who had an amazing job, opportunity to minister to 1,200 people. After the Lord took him through his valley, today he is training more than 1,000 pastors on a regular basis all throughout Colombia, who are in turn reaching their 1,000-plus congregations. That is a story of the living God. Now, Pastor Luis Miguel is going to preach in Spanish. My Spanish is almost non-existent. And to help us all track along is with us Dr. Sam Saldivar. Sam is part of Trinity. He just recently completed his PhD in literature here from the university and teaches both at Grand Valley and at MSU. He's a busy guy. He's even more busy because he has 6 boys all under 12. That makes him a praying man. We are grateful that they will lead us in communion first, and then after the offering and a video, we will go into the message. Pastor Luis Miguel, Dr. Sam, welcome.
Buenos días.
Hello.
Verdad, es un placer acompañarles esta mañana. Nos sentimos con mi esposa como en casa.
It's a pleasure to be with you all today. His wife and him feel very at home being here.
Y oramos y esperamos que, por supuesto, el Señor le dé la salud una vez más a nuestro pastor Marvin. Lo vamos a tener aquí con nosotros.
And we continue to pray that God will heal and help Pastor Marvin continue to get well so that he'll be ready to go next week.
Los últimos 2 meses estuvimos en Pasadena con mi esposa.
These last 2 months, he's been in Pasadena, California with his wife.
Nosotros llegamos el jueves.
They arrived here on Wednesday.
Eso quiere decir que el domingo que fue el desastre donde murió Kobe Bryant.
That's to say that the Sunday in which the disaster happened that killed Kobe Bryant and 8 other people.
Nosotros estamos cerca, como a media hora.
We were actually about a half hour away.
El primer día, la BBC publicó en su página de internet de esta manera la noticia.
The first day of the event, the BBC actually published on their website the news that had happened.
La noticia en Los Ángeles ha causado conmoción, devastación.
The news in LA created a lot of devastation.
Realmente estamos desconcertados y asombrados ante la pérdida de Kobe Bryant.
For many, they were bewildered and astonished at the thought of the loss of Kobe Bryant.
Al otro día, la BBC volvió a publicar otro anuncio sobre su muerte.
The next day, the BBC actually published another headline regarding the Kobe Bryant's passing.
Pero decía la siguiente forma. Los mensajes de asombro comenzaron a ser reemplazados por palabras de dolor.
But this time, the messages of bewilderment and astonishment had changed into messages of pain.
Y es cierto, las pérdidas nos desconciertan.
And that's true. Our losses bewilder us and astonish us at times.
No solo por el vacío que nos dejan.
Not only because of the void that they create,
sino también por el dolor que las acompaña.
But also because of the pain that they create.
Y es que una pérdida la vemos como una invasión a nuestra intimidad.
It's because sometimes we view a loss as an invasion of our own privacy.
Interrumpe nuestra vida normal.
That interrupts our daily life.
Es por eso que nos negamos nosotros, nos resistimos a enfrentar las pérdidas.
That's why sometimes we deny and we resist the losses we experience.
Y adormecemos el dolor con muchas maniobras defensivas.
And we hide our pain with a lot of defensive measures.
Tengo una pregunta para ti.
I have a question for you.
¿Qué harías? ¿Cómo reaccionarías frente a una pérdida? ¿O cómo he reaccionado frente a una pérdida?
How would you react to a specific loss? And how have you reacted to the losses you've already experienced?
¿Estás listo para enfrentar el dolor?
Are you all ready to face the loss?
¿Que deja la pérdida?
To get rid of the loss, the pain?
¿O qué has hecho con el dolor que ha producido tu pérdida?
Or what have you done with the pain that your loss has actually created?
Caminar con Jesús implica entrega total.
Because to walk with Jesus means that you give everything to him.
Crecer y madurar espiritualmente significa aprender.
To grow spiritually and emotionally means that we must learn.
Aprender a lamentar nuestras pérdidas.
Learn to lament our losses.
Y abrazar con humildad el regalo de nuestros límites.
And embrace with humility our own limits.
Para empezar esta predicación,
to begin this sermon today,
voy a hablarles de la pérdida como acontecimiento que llevamos por el camino.
I'm going to be talking about the losses that we carry on our own journeys.
¿Cuántos de nosotros no hemos perdido un sueño?
How many of us here have perhaps lost a dream?
Por una carrera fallida.
Or a failed career.
Un contrato de trabajo frustrado.
A frustrating, difficult contract.
Un matrimonio fracasado.
A failed marriage.
Un hijo perdido en las adicciones.
A child lost to addictions.
Una enfermedad repentina.
An unexpected illness.
Todo eso trae pérdida de sueños.
All of that can kill our dreams. It can create a loss for us.
Hay un texto en las Sagradas Escrituras.
There is a passage in the Scriptures.
Que nos narra la reacción que tuvieron los discípulos frente a la pérdida.
That narrates the reaction of disciples when confronted, when faced with loss.
De un proyecto de vida que construyeron durante 3 años.
A life's work that had taken 3 years to build.
Y que de un momento a otro se fue toda la basura.
And that from one moment to the next was thrown in the trash.
Esta historia la encontramos en Lucas capítulo 24.
We find this story in Luke chapter 24.
Versículo 13 al 27, 26, perdón. Y lo vamos a leer en inglés.
And this is found in Luke chapter 24, verse 13 and 20 to 26. Let us read it. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were walking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the 3rd day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning. And when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
La historia de estos dos seguidores de Jesús comienza de camino a Emmaus.
The story of these two disciples actually begins on the road to Emmaus.
Caminar 11 kilómetros es bastante.
To walk 7 miles, 11 kilometers, is a lot of walking.
Y se puede hablar de muchas cosas durante este trayecto.
And while you're walking that journey, you can talk about so many different things concerning this project.
Pero estos dos iban hablando sobre los últimos acontecimientos.
But these two were talking about the most recent happenings that they had just experienced.
Los acontecimientos de la última semana fueron devastadores emocionalmente para los seguidores de Jesús.
Now these events were emotionally devastating for Christ's disciples.
Su maestro fue llevado a los tribunales de justicia para ser enjuiciado injustamente.
Their master had just been taken illegally by the Sanhedrin and unjustly tried.
Ellos vieron cómo fue azotado, escupido y burlado.
They saw how their master was whipped and spat upon and mocked.
Seguramente apreciaron que aquellas multitudes que hacían unos días habían dicho, Hosanna al Hijo de David, Hosanna al Hijo de David.
They were surprised that just a few days before this trial, there was a crowd of people waiting to receive the disciples and Jesus screaming, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Son of David.
De repente ahora gritan como nunca, crucifíquenlo, crucifíquenlo.
And now they're screaming like never before, crucify him, crucify him.
Tal vez estaban confundidos.
They were confused.
Por eso caminan hacia Emmaus.
And that's why they're walking to Emmaus.
Devastados.
Devastated.
Entristecidos.
Grief-stricken.
Ensimismados en su pérdida.
Absorbed in their loss.
El camino que comienzan a transitar es el camino de la desesperanza.
The journey that they are starting is the journey of hopelessness.
El texto lo dice.
The Bible says,
guardábamos la esperanza de que él salvara a Israel.
We had hoped he would be the one to save Israel.
Pero nos han quitado la esperanza.
But they've taken our hope.
Volver a Emmaus es una opción por el pasado.
To return to Emmaus is to return to your past.
Es más que un asunto geográfico de moverse de un lado a otro.
The road to Emmaus is more than just a geographical journey.
Es pasar por la absoluta falta de esperanza en el presente y en el futuro.
It is a journey that we take sometimes that does not think of the present or the future of what could be.
La pérdida transformó los sueños de estos discípulos en una pesadilla.
Their loss transformed the dreams these disciples had into nightmares.
Abandonar Jerusalén y regresar a Emmaus es sinónimo de resignación.
To abandon Jerusalem and start walking towards Emmaus is synonymous with resignation.
De abandonar los proyectos.
To abandon your plans.
De vivir en el pasado.
To live in the past.
De ceder frente a los últimos acontecimientos.
To stay within the loss of what has just happened.
De ceder frente a la pérdida.
A decision to not confront or face the loss.
Muchos de nosotros llevamos por el camino de la vida nuestras pérdidas.
So many of us on our own life's journey carry our losses.
Unos pocos logran llevarla 11 kilómetros.
Some of us carry them for about 11 kilometers or 7 miles.
Otros 11 meses.
Some of us 11 months.
Otros tardan más.
Some of us last a little longer.
11 años.
It takes us about 11 years.
Pero la mayoría de nosotros lo llevamos toda la vida.
But the majority of us carry these losses our entire lives.
Lo más triste es que las pérdidas, con ellas también cargamos muchas maniobras defensivas.
What's worse is that as we carry our losses, we carry along with us defensive measures.
Maniobras para protegernos del dolor.
Defensive measures that we use to protect us from the pain of our loss.
Pero lo que no entendemos es que al bloquear nuestro dolor.
But what we don't understand is that when we block our pain, our loss,
bloqueamos también nuestro crecimiento espiritual, nuestro crecimiento emocional.
We are actually blocking our spiritual and emotional growth.
Y entre esas maniobras defensivas que tenemos están las siguientes.
And some of the defensive measures that we take include.
Hacemos negación.
We deny it.
Le quitamos la importancia a la pérdida.
We minimize the loss.
Bromeamos o nos ponemos hostiles, agresivos.
We try to laugh it off or we become hostile and aggressive.
Como los discípulos.
Like the disciples.
Cuando Jesús se acercó y les preguntó, ¿qué ha pasado?
When Jesus came alongside them and said, what has happened?
Noten el acento agresivo del discípulo.
Listen to the style and the tone of the disciples' response.
¿Es tú acaso el único forastero que no se ha enterado en Jerusalén de lo que ha acontecido?
Are you the only foreigner in Jerusalem who doesn't know what's going on right now?
Jesús, ¿en qué mundo usted vive?
What world are you living in?
¿Es que usted no ve las redes sociales?
Are
no
you
consulta su celular?
Aren't you looking at your cell? Don't you follow social media?
Culpamos a otros o nos culpamos a nosotros mismos.
Or sometimes we end up blaming others or we blame ourselves.
Como los discípulos.
Like the disciples.
Fueron los gobernantes.
It was the chief priests.
Y los sumos sacerdotes.
And the kings.
Los que nos quitaron la esperanza.
They're the ones who took our king.
Siempre
they took our hope.
Tenemos a quien señalar de nuestro dolor, de nuestra herida, de nuestra pérdida.
They're the ones that we blame sometimes. There are others that we blame for our loss, for our pain, for our grief.
Racionalizamos o intelectualizamos nuestra pérdida.
Other times we rationalize or intellectualize away our pain.
Como está en el texto.
Like the scriptures say.
Ellos mismos lo dicen.
They themselves said it.
Que cuando las mujeres vinieron y les contaron la noticia asombrosa.
That when a group of women actually returned to them with good news.
¿Qué dijeron ellos?
What did they say?
Ah, sí, pero no lo vieron.
Ah, but we didn't see it.
Y los discípulos también fueron a la tumba y regresaron y dijeron, está vacía.
And what's more, some disciples actually went to the tomb to see what the women had said and came back with good news too. But what did they say? What did they say?
Pero no lo hallaron.
But you didn't find him.
Siempre tenemos una excusa, una razón. Racionalizamos nuestras pérdidas.
Sometimes we create excuses and we rationalize away our losses.
En la mayoría de las culturas.
In the majority of our cultures,
la adicción se ha convertido en la forma más común de ocultar el dolor y la pérdida.
Addiction has become one of the largest ways that we attempt to hide and mask our losses.
Nos volvemos adictos a la televisión.
We become addicted to TV.
Nos mantenemos ocupados corriendo de una actividad a otra.
We busy ourselves by going from one event or thing to another.
Trabajamos hasta el cansancio.
We work ourselves to fatigue.
Comemos y bebemos de más.
We eat and drink more than we should.
Tomamos píldoras.
Some of us take pills.
O hacemos cualquier cosa que nos ayude a contener el dolor.
Whatever it is that we use to contain and mask our grief and our loss.
Necesitamos entender que las maniobras defensivas lo único que hacen es bloquear nuestro crecimiento espiritual y emocional.
But while we do this, we need to remember that the only thing that our defensive measures do is block us from growing spiritually and emotionally.
No vamos a crecer.
We're not going to grow.
Ni espiritual ni emocionalmente.
Spiritually or emotionally.
Observe lo que le pasa a los discípulos.
Let's observe what happened
Quiero
to the disciples.
Dolor y decepción.
Full of loss and grief.
Cuando vienen con la noticia de las mujeres,
when they come with the news that the women bring,
no creyeron.
They don't believe it.
No crecieron.
They didn't grow.
Su dolor no les dejaba ver.
Their grief did not allow them to see.
Cuando Jesús se les acercó,
when Jesus actually came alongside them,
no lo pudieron reconocer.
They couldn't remember him or recognize him.
El dolor los tenía velados.
Their pain was covering their eyes.
¿Ve lo que pasa?
Do we see what happens? We don't want to see it.
No podemos ver más allá.
We can't see what's ahead.
Si queremos crecer y madurar espiritualmente, es necesario enfrentar la pérdida.
If we want to grow spiritually and emotionally, we must face our losses.
Superando nuestras maniobras defensivas.
And overcome our own defensive measures.
En este sentido,
in this way,
voy al segundo punto.
I'm going to go to the second point.
Enfrentar la pérdida es el camino correcto.
Facing our losses is the right road.
En las iglesias no hay o hay poca teología y poco permiso para el enojo, para la tristeza, para la depresión.
In our own churches, there is little theology and little permission for us to express our anger, our lamentations, our depression.
Parece ser que si alguien está triste, de pronto es que está en pecado.
We walk around in our churches seeing if somebody is sad, well, they must be in sin.
No sé de dónde hemos sacado que el cristiano todo tiempo tiene que estar feliz y alegre.
I don't know where we've gotten it, where Christians need to be walking around everywhere feeling happy about everything.
Que no nos podemos enojar.
That we can't get angry.
Sobre todo ante la pérdida.
Even including our losses.
Uno de ustedes ha perdido algo o alguien.
Have any some of you lost something or someone?
Estoy seguro que si le preguntan, ¿cómo estás?
I'm sure that if we were to ask you, how are you?
Usted rápidamente responde, yo estoy bien.
Without even thinking, you'd say, I'm good.
Y para que suene más espiritual,
and so it sounds even more spiritual,
responde con un versículo bíblico.
You'll include a scripture.
Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Pero por dentro,
but on the inside,
estás quebrado.
We're broken.
¿Quieres llorar?
We want to cry.
¿Quieres gemir?
We want to scream.
¿Quieres gritar?
We want to yell.
¿Quieres desahogarte?
You want to let it all out.
Pero parece que no está permitido.
But it feels like you don't have permission to do it.
Pero el texto nos da una buena noticia.
But the Bible gives us good news.
Lo primero que nos dice es que ante las pérdidas no estamos solos.
The Bible says that when you are in the middle of your loss, you are not alone.
Ellos dos van tristes frente a la pérdida.
These two disciples are walking in the middle of their own loss.
Pero el texto dice que Jesús se acercó.
But the Bible says that Jesus came alongside them.
Se acercó para caminar con ellos.
So that he himself could walk with them.
Él quiere caminar con nuestras pérdidas.
He wants to walk with you as you go through your loss.
Él quiere acompañarnos en medio de nuestras pérdidas.
He wants to journey alongside you as you go through it.
Pero luego hace una pregunta.
But he has to ask the question.
¿Qué te ha pasado?
And he'll ask, what has
¿qué
happened?
Acontecido?
What is going on?
Desahógate.
Let it all out.
Tira tu enojo.
Let out your anger.
Tira tu rabia.
Let out your rage.
Cuéntame.
Tell me.
Voy a caminar contigo.
I want to walk with you.
¿Y saben por qué?
Amén. Amén.
¿Saben por qué se acerca para escucharnos?
And do you know why he comes alongside us to listen?
Porque él sabe lo que es perder.
Because Jesus himself knows what it is to lose.
¿Ustedes no creen que la traición de Judas, de uno de sus discípulos, no le causó dolor?
We don't think that Jesus's betrayal by Judas didn't hurt him.
Una pérdida para él.
That was a personal loss for him.
¿Y qué tal las palabras de oración que expresó en la cruz?
What about his prayer that he actually gave while hanging on the cross?
Padre, ¿por qué me has abandonado?
Father, why have you abandoned me?
Esa es la expresión de un hijo que se siente que ha perdido a su papá.
That's the expression of a son who has lost a father.
Él experimentó la pérdida.
He himself experienced the pain.
Siendo Dios, se hizo hombre.
Being God, he became man.
Siendo hombre, se hizo siervo.
And being a man, he became a servant.
Siendo siervo, se hizo maldito.
And being a servant, he became cursed on the cross.
Él sabe lo que es perder.
He knows what it is to lose.
Lloró.
He cried.
Cuando vio que Jerusalén se perdía.
When he saw that Jerusalem was hurting.
Cuando Job lo perdió todo en un día.
When Job lost everything in a day.
Toda su economía.
All of his wealth.
Sus 10 hijos.
His 10 children.
Y cuando estaba enterrando a sus 10 hijos.
And when he was burying his 10 children.
Su esposa se le acercó y le dijo.
His wife came up beside him and said.
Maldice a Dios y muérete.
Curse God and die.
Hasta perdió la credibilidad de su esposa.
He even lost faith in his wife, his wife's credibility.
¿Y qué hizo Job?
And what did Job do?
Le gritó a Dios.
He yelled at God.
En su oración, maldijo el día que nació.
In his own prayer, he cursed the day he was born.
Le gritó a Dios.
He yelled at God.
Le dijo exactamente cómo se sentía.
He told God exactly how he felt.
Luchó con Dios.
He fought with God.
Dudó.
He yelled.
Lloró.
He cried.
Le preguntó.
He asked him.
¿Dónde estabas en medio de esta catástrofe de pérdidas?
Where were you in the middle of my loss? Where were you in the middle of my catastrophe?
No evitó el horror de la situación.
He didn't hide the horror of the situation.
La enfrentó directamente.
He confronted it directly.
Con lamento.
With lament.
Delante de Dios.
Before God.
Cuando yo tenía 19 años.
When I was 19.
Me enfrenté a todas mis pérdidas.
I had to face all of my losses.
A los 19 años tuve que salir del orfanato que me dio protección, me dio seguridad, me dio comida y me dio vestido.
When I was 19, I had to leave the orphanage that I had been staying in that had gave me shelter, clothing, and food.
Me dijeron, ya no te podemos ayudar.
They said, we can no longer help you.
Y salí otra vez a vivir en la calle.
And I went back out into the streets.
Y allí, otra vez afuera de esa institución.
And again, outside of this space,
todas las pérdidas me ahogaron.
All of my losses drowned me.
Recordé que perdí a mis padres cuando tenía 6 años.
I remembered that I had lost my family when I was 5.
Mi familia y me quedé viviendo en la calle.
And I was left living in the streets.
Recordé que en la calle perdí mi dignidad porque fui violentado.
And I remembered that while in the streets, I had lost my own dignity because I'd been violated.
Recordé que perdí mi identidad porque nadie me llamaba por mi nombre, me llamaban el zancudo.
I remembered that I didn't have my own name because they didn't call me by Luis Miguel, they called me Mosquito.
Y todas estas pérdidas,
and all of these losses,
causaron desesperanza,
created hopelessness, anxiety,
dolor,
pain,
rabia,
rage,
enojo,
anger.
Estaba sumamente enojado. Si había un Dios, yo no sabía que había un Dios.
I was angry because I started asking, was there even a God? Because
pero
I didn't know.
Estaba muy enojado con él.
At that time, I was very angry with him.
¿Por qué yo tenía tanta pérdida?
Because I had had so much loss.
¿Por qué no tenía una familia?
Why didn't I have a family?
Lo único que yo quería era morir.
The only thing I wanted to do was die.
Perseguía la muerte.
I chased death.
Pero ella corría más que yo.
But death ran a little faster than I did.
El día que tomé la decisión de suicidarme.
The day that I decided to take my own life.
El Señor puso una Biblia en mis manos.
The Lord put a Bible in my hands.
Lo abrí en los Salmos.
I read the Psalms.
Lleno de lamentos.
Full of lament.
Llena de gritos.
Full of yelling and screaming.
Llena de enojo.
Full of anger.
De hombres que clamaban con angustia delante de Dios.
Scriptures full of men who were crying out directly to God.
Me identifiqué con esos lamentos.
I identified with those laments.
Y empecé a gritarle a Dios.
And I began to scream at God.
Le pedí explicación.
I asked for an explication.
Le dije que tenía
explanation.
Rabia.
I was told him I was angry.
Que estaba enojado con él.
That I was angry with him.
Y él me escuchó.
And he heard me.
Hay permiso.
You have permission to be angry.
Hay permiso para gritar.
There's permission to yell.
Hay permiso para llorar nuestras pérdidas.
There is permission to cry over your losses.
Pero en medio de ese clamor mío al Señor,
but in the middle of that cry to God,
entendí que hay algo muy importante cuando uno se está lamentando delante de Dios.
There's something really important to take note of as you lament before God.
Aprender a esperar en Él.
And that is to wait on him.
Y hacerlo con paciencia.
And to do it with patience.
Como dice el Salmo 37:7.
Like Psalms 37:7 says.
Guarda silencio ante el Señor y espera en él con paciencia.
Guard yourself in silence and wait patiently for the Lord.
Y aquí silencio no significa que no nos quejemos.
Now this does not mean that we cannot get upset.
Significa que nos quejemos.
It means that we can get upset.
Pero que después.
But after.
Guardemos silencio.
Wait quietly.
Esperemos.
And wait.
Para que él vaya aclarando.
And we wait so that he,
para que él vaya trabajando en el corazón.
So that God can start clarifying what's going on and work in our own hearts.
Y la paciencia, ¿por qué?
And why patience?
Paciencia porque él desea que aprendamos a depender de él.
We need patience because it helps us learn how to depend on God.
Y depender en él frente a las pérdidas demanda humildad.
And to wait on God as we face our losses demands humility.
Humildad para aceptar nuestros límites.
A humility to understand our own limits. A ver qué pasó.
¿Por qué será que estamos llenos de héroes imaginarios?
Why do we think that we are full and flooded in pop culture with superhero stories?
Avengers,
los
cuatro fantásticos,
the Fantastic Four,
la familia super increíble,
the Incredibles.
Es más, nos disfrazamos como ellos.
What's more, we actually emulate them and try
porque
to be them.
Queremos identificarnos con ellos.
Because we want to identify with them.
¿Saben por qué?
And you know why?
Porque esos héroes no tienen límites.
Because those heroes don't have limits.
Mamás, ¿a cuántas de ustedes les gustaría ser mamá Elastic?
How many moms would like to be Elastic Girl?
De pronto ve a su hijo que se está cayendo por la escalera y
suddenly you see that your child is falling off the balcony and you shoot your arms out and you catch him.
Evitarle el sufrimiento.
You want to limit their suffering.
Evitarle el dolor de la caída.
You want to limit them from the pain they'd feel from the fall.
¿Cuántos de ustedes, caballeros, no les gustaría ser el papá fantástico?
How many of you wouldn't like to be Mr. Fantastic?
Con esa fuerza.
With that force.
Y ser parte del Super Bowl de hoy, el quarterback.
And to beat the quarterback in today's Super Bowl.
Con esa fuerza y lograr lanzar el balón.
With all that force, throwing the game-winning touchdown.
Y tener un hijo.
And to have a child.
El super niño.
The super child.
Rápido.
That can run super fast, to flash and catch it.
Y hacer touchdown.
And score the game-winning touchdown that the dad just threw.
Eso es fantasía.
But you know what? All of this is fantasy.
La realidad es que yo soy de carne y hueso.
The reality is that we are made of flesh and
Estoy
bone.
Limitado en mi cuerpo. No me puedo estirar.
I am limited by my own body. I can't throw that far.
Estoy limitado en mi tiempo.
I'm limited by time.
Limitado en mis recursos.
Limited de mis
recursos económicos.
Well, my wealth.
Limitado en mis talentos.
My talents are limited.
Limitado en mis dones.
My blessings
estoy
are particular. I'm limited in a lot of ways.
Y ante las pérdidas, sí que estoy limitado.
And when I face my losses, I need
no
to understand that I'm
todo.
Limited. I can't control everything.
Tengo que entregar el control.
I have to give God the control.
Por eso los límites es un llamado a la dependencia.
That's why the call is a call to dependency.
Y en medio de nuestras pérdidas.
In the middle of our losses.
¿Sabe qué se limita?
You know what gets limited?
Muchísimo.
Very much.
La comprensión espiritual.
What becomes what becomes aware is our own spiritual limitation.
Observe lo que Jesús le dice a sus discípulos en esta historia.
Let's look at what Jesus tells the disciples in that moment.
¿Qué tardos son ustedes para comprender lo que dicen las Escrituras?
How slow you are to understand what the Scriptures are telling you.
Torpes los llamó.
Foolish, he called them.
Limitados para comprender las cosas espirituales.
They were limited in their understanding of their spiritual experiences.
El llamado más grande del Señor en medio de nuestras pérdidas es un llamado a morir.
The biggest call that God makes in the middle of our losses is the call to die.
Morir a nuestra capacidad.
To die to ourselves.
A reconocer que estamos limitados.
To recognize that we are limited.
A dejar delante de él nuestras pérdidas, que no podemos controlarlas.
To leave our losses before him and understand that we don't control them.
Y Jesús lo experimentó así.
And Jesus experienced it like that too.
Vean lo que les dice a sus discípulos en el versículo 26.
Look at what he says to them in verse 26.
¿Acaso no tenía que sufrir el Cristo estas cosas antes de entrar en su gloria?
Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
Primero había que morir.
First he had to die.
Sin morir es imposible crecer.
Without death it's impossible to grow.
Sin morir es imposible crecimiento espiritual y emocional.
Without death there you will not be able to grow spiritually and emotionally.
El grano de maíz para que pueda florecer primero tiene que morir.
The seed for it to bloom first has to die in the ground.
Jesús lo hizo.
And Jesus himself did it.
Perdió.
He lost.
Pero luego fue exaltado.
But he was exalted later.
El propósito de la pérdida.
That is what it means to lose.
Enseñarnos a morir.
We need to learn how to die.
Para que él crezca y la gloria la reciba a él.
So that Christ may grow and so that he receives the glory.
Después de lamentar mis pérdidas delante del Señor, hágale.
Eso sí. Amén.
Después de lamentar mis pérdidas a los 19 años.
When I gave and presented my losses at 19.
El Señor me empezó a explicar la palabra.
God started to show me the word.
Y al igual que los discípulos.
And just like the disciples.
Mi corazón empezó a arder.
My heart began to grow.
Empecé a vivir.
I began to live.
Empecé a ver.
I began to see.
Empecé a comprender.
I began to understand.
Y el Señor empezó a levantarme.
And God started to elevate me.
Florecí.
I began to bloom.
Crecí como hombre.
I grew like as a man.
Crecí como esposo.
I grew as a husband.
Crecí como padre.
I grew as a father.
Con mi esposa crecimos como misioneros 12 años en la selva.
With my wife, we became missionaries for 12 years.
Luego me llamó al pastorado.
And then God called me to a pastorship.
Crecí como pastor.
And I continued as a pastor.
Y allí en una gran iglesia.
And I had a large church.
Crecí como predicador.
I grew as a pastor.
Crecí como pastor.
I grew as a minister.
Tuve una identidad.
I had an identity.
Tenía un nombre.
I had a name.
Tenía una reputación.
I had a reputation.
Tenía un buen salario.
I had a great salary.
Pasé de vivir en la calle a vivir en un buen estrato social.
I went from the streets to living in a very high status.
Y hace 5 años.
And then 5 years ago,
me enfermé emocionalmente.
I became emotionally burned out.
Caí en la cama.
I fell on the floor.
Entré en depresión.
In a grand depression, big depression.
Y me pidieron que entregara la iglesia.
And they asked me to give up the church.
Y empecé a perder.
And I began to lose.
Perdí familia.
I lost family.
La iglesia.
I lost the church.
El salario.
The salary.
El nombre.
The name.
Me abrían la puerta donde yo entraba.
They used to open the doors for me when
Ahora
I would walk
ya no
in.
Es pastor, se cerraban las puertas.
Now he's not the pastor anymore, so they shut the doors. I began
me
to lose.
Me encerré en el baño.
I clocked myself in the restroom.
Con la ducha abierta.
Under the shower.
Durante 2 horas me metí en el baño.
And in for two hours I was there.
Con el Señor.
And I fought with God.
Dudé.
I screamed.
Le grité.
I shouted.
Tenía rabia.
I had rage.
¿Por qué me quitas?
Why do you take this from
¿Por qué
me?
Otra vez la pérdida?
Why am I experiencing loss like this again?
Vas a aprender a morir.
You're going to learn how to die.
Sin morir.
Without death, there is no growth. There's no growth.
Me descubren cáncer.
They discovered I had cancer.
Más abajo.
Further down.
Hasta que entendí.
Until I there laying understood.
Me entregué todo al Señor.
I gave it all to God.
Y volvió para su gloria. Me volvió.
And he picked me up for his glory.
Ahora hay un ministerio. No con 1,200 personas.
Now I don't have a ministry with 1,200 people.
Con 1,000 pastores.
With 1,000 pastors all over Colombia.
Los preparo para que prediquen la palabra.
What we prepare them to preach the gospel all over the country.
Mi camino no es Emmaus.
My road isn't to Emmaus.
Mi camino es como el de los discípulos ahora.
My road is like the disciples now after they met with Jesus.
Mire el versículo 33.
Let's read verse 33, please.
Los discípulos regresan a Jerusalén.
They actually return to Jerusalem.
11 kilómetros de vuelta.
7 miles backwards. 7 miles back.
No para hablar de sus pérdidas.
But they weren't talking about their losses anymore.
Sino para contar buenas noticias.
But they were returning to share good news.
Ya no relatan tristeza.
They're no longer sharing sadness.
Cuentan y celebran esperanza.
They're now sharing and celebrating hope.
Como Jesús.
Like Jesus.
Lo perdió todo.
Who lost everything.
Pero luego fue exaltado.
Who was then later exalted.
Y le dio un buen nombre.
And they gave him a great name.
Sobre todo nombre.
The name above all names.
Jesús.
Jesus.
El Hijo de Dios.
Son of God. Amen. Amen.
Mi oración.
My prayer.
Es para que todos aquellos que han experimentado una pérdida o la estén experimentando.
My prayer is for all of those who have experienced loss or who are currently experiencing loss.
Tengan un encuentro con el Jesús resucitado.
That you would have today an encounter with the resurrected Christ.
Y delante de él,
and before him,
pongan sus pérdidas.
Lay your losses down.
Giman, clamen.
Scream, shout.
Busquen ayuda.
Look for the help.
Quítese la máscara de que yo puedo.
Take the mask off that hides behind the idea that you can do it on your own.
Muere.
Die to self. Die to yourself.
Tu orgullo.
Your pride.
No se resista al Señor.
Don't resist the Lord.
Y él te va a levantar.
He is going to pick you up for his glory.
Para su honra.
For his.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Dejemos que el Espíritu de Dios.
We ask that the Spirit of God.
Ministre en este instante.
Begin to minister in this moment.
Nuestros corazones.
To our hearts.
No dejes que el enemigo te robe este momento.
Don't let the enemy steal this moment from you.
Estoy seguro que el Señor hoy quiere arrancar.
I know today the Lord wants to take, to rip away.
De tu corazón el orgullo.
From your heart, things like pride, arrogance.
Quiere hacer.
He wants to do it.
Estoy seguro que hoy el Señor quiere.
I am convinced today that the Lord desires.
Y más, que clames delante de él por tu pérdida.
He desires for you to scream, to shout, to lament your loss.
¿Por qué no lo haces?
Why don't you just do it? Do it. Do it right now where you're at.
Podemos hacer simbólicamente.
We can do
it. Si alguien quiere traer su pérdida delante del Señor, ¿por qué no pasa acá, por favor?
If anybody would like to bring their loss up front, you can. You can come right up here to the front.
Tu dolor, tu rabia, tu enojo, lo que sea.
Bring your grief, your rage, your anger, whatever it is, bring it to the altar.
Lo que ha frustrado tus sueños.
What has frustrated your dreams?
Tráelo aquí delante del Señor.
Bring it now before God.
Señor va a hacer que arda tu corazón.
The Lord is going to care for your heart.
Que veas las cosas de una manera distinta.
That you begin to see what is going on in a new and different way.
Pero es necesario que primero muramos.
But first we need to learn that we need to die to self.
Para después surgir.
So that after God will grow.
Padre, te doy gracias mientras todos tienen sus ojos cerrados.
While everyone has their eyes closed, Father, I give you thanks.
Permitimos que algunos se acerquen como lo están haciendo.
And we allow that the ones who are coming up, like the ones that are coming up now.
Te pedimos, Señor, que tomes estos corazones.
Father, we ask that you take these hearts.
Tome sus pérdidas.
Take these losses.
Gracias porque aquí hay lugar para orar, para gemir, para llorar.
Thank you, Father, that in this place, in this church, there is room to cry, to scream, to lament our losses.
Que nos podemos mostrar vulnerables.
Thank you, Lord, that in this space we can come together as a community.
Delante de los demás.
Before one another with humility.
Te pido, Señor, que tome nuestro corazón y nuestra pérdida.
Father, I ask that you take our hearts and our losses.
Me siento desesperanzado, angustiado.
Father, I feel like I've been unjustly treated.
Ministra en este instante en mi corazón.
Minister in this moment to my heart.
Toma mis lágrimas.
Take my losses, my grief,
emociones.
My emotions.
Toma mis sentimientos.
Take all my feelings.
Quiero crecer.
I want to
no
grow.
Quiero seguir más atado a la pérdida.
I no longer want to exist in a space with my losses.
El resto de mi vida.
Help me, Father, to remember that you are in control of the rest of my life.
Pero no estoy condenado a vivir con ella.
And I am not condemned to live with my
a
losses.
Dejar que ella me determine.
That I'm not, I don't have to live with the losses determining how I live.
Entonces, Padre, te pido.
So, Father God, I ask
que tú hables a mi corazón,
that you speak to my heart,
y hagas que arda,
that you make the heart grow,
y pueda ver las cosas de manera distinta,
so that I can see them in new, distinctive ways,
para tu gloria y tu honra,
for your honor and glory,
en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Por favor, quédense aquí. Vamos a escuchar la canción. Vamos a estar acompañados por ella para terminar luego la ministración.
Please stay up here while we continue to just worship God.